Oh, Najdi, we know you're like a water hole. A rabbit hole. I'm going to say that again.
A waterfall?
a waterfall, but I was thinking rabbit hole. Hi, welcome to season 14 of She Builds Podcast, where we typically share stories about women in the design and construction field, one lady at a time. This season's theme is Anything Goes, a combination of regular episodes and charrettes based on anything inspiring us at the moment. Hi, I'm Jessica Rogers. Just left a relaxing facial and massage based out of Miami, Florida.
That sounds lovely.
It was. Look at my skin. Don't you wish we had video? You could see this glow.
Yeah. Well, I'm Nurjenny Rivas, getting ready for in-laws coming to visit soon in Houston, Texas.
Well, here we are at episode 150. Sounds crazy. Bananas. So since it's 150, this is our season 14 wrap-up. And as a reminder, the wrap-up episode is where we reflect on the season we just had, discuss a little more about everything we learned, and share news with the listeners.
Thank you, listeners, new and old. We are so excited you're here.
Yes. Okay, Najdi, this season, it was very out of the ordinary. So what are your initial thoughts?
Well, the major difference for me is we're missing Lizzie.
Oh, yeah.
So that was the big change. It was almost inconceivable to me how we were going to make it work without her. Feels like we're missing a vital organ, really.
Mm-hmm.
But it also felt good and important to give Lizzie the break she needed from the show in order to focus on major life shifts. So glad we could do that for her. But I felt like we were responsible business owners, you know, like giving PTO when needed.
Yes. When you put it like that, yes, that felt responsible.
What about you, Jessica? How did you feel about planning a season with just two hosts?
It felt weird. Like you said, it felt like we were missing another person because we were.
Yeah, literally.
I felt like kids got left home alone to fend for ourselves because mama was at work.
Yeah, she really is the mom.
Yeah.
In this group for the little children.
Like, I felt like even though she... Granted, she will be back next season, listener, so no fear. But, like, the whole time we're, like, texting her, like, hey, so how do we do this again? Like, how do you do it? Where do we put this?
How do we run this?
How do we run this? How do you defrost the chicken? Like, and it also made me nervous because we each had to tackle an extra episode, like, on our docket. But mm-hmm. I think that allowed us to really lean into the season, right? We tried to find alternatives, whether it was more charrettes or deep dives or whatever. So hence the theme. So it was just like all new, everything all at once.
Yeah, I'm glad we did Anything Goes because we really leaned in this idea of different.
Yes.
Instead of trying to move on and pretend it was business as usual without Lizzie, we gave ourselves permission to do something very out of our comfort zone. And that was fun. And it worked out.
Yeah, it really did. It was cool to do a little bit of everything throughout the season. We had like the charrette styles that we had with friends and like I said, the deep dives. It was cool because every week there was something new.
Yeah. We kicked off the season by inviting Caitlin Brady, host of the podcast Architected, to share more about her and her show and also discuss New Year ambitions with us. And I gotta say, I really like starting the new year with an episode reflecting on the future, setting intentions, and discussing goals.
Yeah.
Jessica taught me that instead of having a resolution, she has a word she focuses on every year. And I really like that. So I've started doing it. And on the show, we talked about each of us developing a verb. Jessica, what was yours?
Okay, you want to know something that, like, I had to go back and, like, listen to that episode to remind myself what was the verb that I said? And it's only been a few months.
That's okay.
But when I listened back, I said that my word was, like, experiment or experimenting because I was really leaning into what the season was going to become, as well as other things that I was trying to figure out in my life. But so experimenting, I don't know if that's a verb, experiment. Yeah. Najdi, what was your word?
Yeah, I remember yours was experiment. I liked it. Your word is experiment. And mine is collaborate.
Yeah.
I want to focus on collaboration more throughout the podcast. So finding strategic partners and missions to collaborate with. And even in my personal life, foster connections with people who share my vision and values and collaborate to achieve each other's goals.
You know, actually, now that we've mentioned that, we kind of did this season because it was a charrette with Ace. Mm-hmm. We did that like IRL and like we recorded it too. We're working on our goals.
Yeah.
Look at that.
We're leaning into both experiment and collaboration.
Yeah. So it's going to be really nice at the end of the year, maybe our last episode of the year that we have air, we should talk about how this year and our verbs manifested in 2026.
Yeah. Or maybe we'll do it like the first episode of 2027. We'll see.
Even better.
Well, like we said, we were little overachievers. We're leaning into our verbs. Right away, we invited Caitlin to collaborate with us on episode 141. And then Jessica, you kept that going with episode 143.
Ooh, yes, I did. Shout out to Janine Chastain, owner of Apostrophe Consulting and host of the new podcast, No Exceptions Taken. Janine, she's a friend to the show, just like Caitlin. So with Janine, we caught up on what she's been up to, her new show. Also, we talked about her trademarking her business. No, Janine, we need to talk to her about that.
I heard the episode and we need to.
Yeah.
That episode was also special because you rode solo.
Oh,
I had
a
scheduling conflict and couldn't make it to the interview, which was a big bummer because Janine is one of my favorite podcaster friends.
Yeah.
How did it feel for you, Jessica, doing an interview on your own?
Okay. We already talked about how it feels when one person is missing out of the trio. So then to be like the one standing person out of a trio, it was so weird. Okay. Let's start off with the mechanics of it all. Okay. Because again, you know, the benefit of a team, right, is that each of us take different responsibilities. So I had to go through the checklist of making sure I got everything. The conversation part wasn't hard. That was like the easiest part. Because again, it's Janine. You're talking around friends and you hit record. But again, especially because out of the three of us, I'm the one that always zags when everyone zigs. So like you two keep me like, you can steer the conversation forward on topic. So I felt like I was a kid left alone and I could just do whatever I want. So like I could have candy for breakfast. So that's how I felt like. It was fun. But in my head, I was like, oh my God, I'm going to get in trouble because I'm just doing everything that I want to do.
I didn't think about it like that at all.
Well, I can't upset. I mean, you guys weren't going to get upset, but I was like, I have to make sure that I still focus.
Yeah.
I had to like focus a lot on focusing.
I knew that you would do great because you know Janine and you like doing the interviews and
yes. You
got this.
Yeah. It ended up working out, but it was like mental gymnastics in my head. So, Janine, remind me again, what was your scheduling conflict? Because you just said I couldn't do it.
This is really nerdy, but the first Lord of the Rings movie, Fellowship of the Ring, turned 25 this year.
Oh, geez.
So movie theaters were doing a special event playing all three movies, and ours was doing it only that one particular weekend. And my husband is a big fan of the first movie and the Lord of the Rings books and The Hobbit and all that. So he booked us tickets way in advance, and I forgot it was the same weekend. And well, now we started sending each other calendar invites to shared activities so that never happens again.
Yeah. Okay, first of all, why did I not know this then? You were like, sorry, can't do it. I didn't know it was because of this.
I was embarrassed to tell you that I messed up my availability. And like for that, you know?
You were going to watch our movie. I will say, I think the part that bothers me the most is the fact that it's turning 25. Because I remember watching this in theaters. Like, I remember,
oh, yeah,
like, midnight showings. Remember when that was a thing? You would, like, I did that. And for all of them. I already aged myself on my birthday episode. I don't want to reiterate it.
Okie dokie. Okay, let's move on.
Yes. From this nerdy talk.
Yes. Let's go back to the season.
Yes. For me, it was really important to have an episode that felt regular in the midst of all the experiments.
Yeah.
We need a control group, right? So
yes.
In episode 144, I shared the life, work, and struggles and achievements of Adela Gargollo Freer, a general contractor from Costa Rica.
Yes. It was good to go back to our roots, especially with a lot of newness. It was good to go back to something familiar that had structure. Like, I told the story of bell hooks for episode 145. But Najdi, what made you choose to do a story on Adela?
Well, the stars aligned with Adela. I've been wanting to feature a lady from Costa Rica for a while because my husband is from there. So now I have family and friends there. And I'm always wanting to do stories of women in construction or trade, which are a lot harder to come by than women in the design field.
Oh my gosh, they really are. Especially when you add the challenge of easily accessible documented history. It's not that easy. Things are better than before, at least in numbers and visibility. But yeah, there's a lot of groundwork to cover before we can say the fields of women in construction or trade, women on site, are equal.
I have to say, I've been lucky enough to work with women GCs today. Alive.
Yes.
Like Teresa Turnbow of J Stone Construction, Gris Patino from Space City, and Dreamia Luna of Demotique. I've enjoyed learning how they approach their profession and lead projects. It's really refreshing to say a word.
Yeah.
Check out our show notes, listeners, to learn more about their work or get contact info if you're looking for a GC in Houston.
Yeah.
But it's still like less than 1/64th of all the GCs I've worked with or met in my career. So it's like almost nothing, but not nothing. It's something great.
Yeah.
Well, back to answering your question about Adela. I'm all about the tangents today, apparently.
Look at this. We're kids left by ourselves.
Lizzie, come back. Anyway, in one of my husband's trips to Costa Rica this year, he bought me this book called Arquitectas de Costa Rica, Sus Visiones y Sus Aportes, which translates to Women Architects of Costa Rica, Their Visions and Contributions, published by the Colegio Federado de Ingenieros y Arquitectos. I like saying that.
It's a good ring.
Also known as CEFIA. It's Costa Rica's governing body for engineers and architects. So it's legit, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The book is so good. It looks like a book that we should do, but Jessica, let's discuss that later. Don't let me go on another tangent, please.
Yes, we will discuss offline and I want to see that book.
Yes, yes, yes. You're going to like it a lot. I'll also share it in the show notes for people to learn about it as well. Anywho, the book is about women's history contribution in the AEC field in Costa Rica. It's basically everything we do now and love on the show, but focused on Costa Rica. And Adela is featured in the book. That's how I first heard of her, a woman running the general contractor game. And I was like, I must find a way to fit this lady into next season. I want to share her story now. And the rest is history.
It was a cool story. I liked all the drama in the beginning and learning about her work at the end. It was very cool.
I'm glad. I was like, Jessica's my only audience in this episode. So I got to lean on the drama.
Well, it fits so well. And you went back to her story, like her lineage too. So yeah. It's like, great. I was entertained.
That was the goal. Yeah. While we're on the subject of 144, there was a word I butchered and possibly, I'm still not pronouncing it correctly, but I looked it up. The word is gynecums. A gynecum is a part of a building exclusively for women in an ancient Greek or Roman house. Women would use that room for their daily tasks, socializing, things like that. But in the context of the quote that I said in the episode, it's meant to represent how a woman is set apart, told to be in her place and not exit that space. Let me read the quote again so that you have the context. That a woman in a world of prejudice, in a society that still believes in gynecums, dares to break the molds and breaks them and fights and leaves a mark difficult for any man to surpass is worthy of respect, emulation, and above all, admiration. This is what was said of Adela.
And that's why all of our ladies' stories are captivating, because
that's true.
Even if they don't like to believe that they're pioneers or what have you, they're still doing this. They're not believing in the gynecums. Also, this is why we have Lizzie. Lizzie is our language corrector. She would have figured it out and told us how to pronounce these things.
Yes, she would have known right away.
Yeah, don't you listeners know that, like, in our cold opens or cold closes, it's usually her correcting us. This is why we're not experts and we all continue learning.
That's right. What about you, Jessica? Why did you choose to tell a story on bell hooks?
So Belle is a lady that's been on my list for a while, because we know that I love to learn about architectural critics. But we also know that I love to learn about women that are not maybe super obvious contributors to the AEC industry. They're always like another kind.
Tangential.
Yeah, that's a good word, tangential. And Belle wasn't necessarily a critic of specific buildings, but she was a critic of architecture in general and the space versus the architect's role and how society sees it. So learning about that, I just kept thinking, like, how am I going to incorporate her in a season, in any season that we would do? Like, I don't know a theme that would fit that. But luckily, with the theme of Anything Goes, I could do an episode on her.
It fit.
It fit. Perfectly.
Yeah, that was a great episode. She was very different from everyone we've talked about.
Exactly. So different.
That's good. That's good. In this season, we did so many different things. I can't wait to discuss more, but let's pause here to hear a word from our sponsors.
If you're an architect, a designer, a firm leader, or an entrepreneur trying to build something that actually lasts, there's a new podcast just for you. Gable Media is proud to introduce Frosty and Fired Up.
Let's just be honest about it. I mean, the most powerful weapon on the face of the planet is between our two ears. And when architecture can evoke that emotion positively to create spaces for people to come together, that's a very powerful thing.
Hosted by Miller Caldwell, CEO and principal in charge of Caldwell Architects, this podcast was created out of a simple belief. Architecture deserves better leadership, better culture, and a healthier profession.
The actions of every architect affect every other architect in some way. What I mean by that is, if we are not focused
on maintaining the health of the profession.
Right. If we're not focused on those things and we're only focused on our internal needs, there's a greater ecosystem that we have to respect and we're responsible to.
Over the last decade, Miller has been on a personal journey, figuring out what it really means to lead, how discipline shapes outcomes, and why culture always matters more than strategy alone. Along the way, he realized these conversations shouldn't stay inside the walls of his firm.
You know, we all have our superpowers in what we do, and I would say one of my superpowers is probably business development. And the way I've become better at business development, I would say, is being intentional about connecting. When you're invited to do something, say yes.
Frosty and Fired Up shares honest conversations about the things architects don't always say out loud. Ownership, accountability, wellness, mindset, money, leadership, and the hard work behind meaningful design.
Unfortunately, architecture is a slow art. It takes a long time to produce. It takes many years to get good at it. His decisions are what take the longest time. It's not the drawing, usually.
You'll hear conversations with people who challenge and sharpen leadership, helping push the profession forward. This isn't about perfection. It's about getting better. One decision, one habit, one day at a time.
That ultimately is the process, right? I mean, focus on what's in front of you, what the priority is, and work your way through it. It is going to be hard because it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be hard because it means something.
Subscribe now at the link in the show notes. Frosty and Fired Up, now available wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. Let's reflect on a few more episodes. This season, we also had the opportunity to do episodes where we did deep dives on a particular subject. You know how I love to go down rabbit holes.
Oh, Najdi, you know you like a good rabbit hole. And now we had the permission to do it because anything goes. We were able to do deep dives on the World's Fair, and on the International Women's Day. It was great because we talk about these things in and out of the show, right? It's usually sprinkled throughout every other episode, it seems. So it's great to finally showcase these two events. So, Najeet, did anything surprise you in learning about the International Women's Day?
Yes, I mentioned it too on the episode that my biggest surprise was learning why we celebrated the day that we do. What event happened on that exact same day? Listeners, you'll have to listen to episode 148 to know what I'm talking about. Also, all the lead up to the day, all the different efforts that took place to result in Women's Day, it was very interesting for me to learn about all of that.
Yeah, I was just plugging this episode to a group. And what surprised me, like you said, like how it started. And it was because of activism and protest. But it's a good reminder to like look back at that and where we are today to see like, well, have things changed? Did they? What can we do forward or moving forward?
Agreed. What surprised you about episode 146, World's Fair?
I guess I shouldn't be surprised at how far back the fairs went. I do like the imagery of the different posters and how it evolved with the different things happening around the world, like the wars and stuff, how it got propagandized and became like a marketing tool for different countries. It was interesting how it's evolved throughout the years.
Yeah, you're right. That was really interesting to learn about. Jessica, when we started planning this season, there was a major point of contention between us. You brought up doing a whole season that was replays, and I wanted to do a season that was guest host, and both of us were almost totally against each other's idea.
This is why we have a third.
Anyway, in the end, we were able to to compromise, to evolve both ideas, because that's the way to get things done, because we have a business and we keep it running and our friendship goes on.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how Anything Goes was born. But I was surprised that in the end, you only did one replay episode, episode 142. Why was that?
Okay, so with 100 plus episodes, it became hard to choose which ones I wanted to replay.
That's why?
One of the reasons, because I really couldn't pick. It was easy for me to pick Emily Warren Roebling for episode 142 because I feel like that's one that we always like talk about or joke about. If you guys listen back to the replay, I give a little intro about why I chose Emily. Good times. But like you said, because it was funny.
It's a good story and it was funny.
I still laugh at the same moments, which I think is hilarious.
Yes.
But yeah, I think with this season, we just wanted to try out so many different things as well. So I just like the idea of variety. So at the end, who's to say that we won't have a season of replays? I don't think so. I like this idea of like a... It's okay, Najeet. I do like the idea. Najeet, if you could see...
Najeet used to say... In my defense, Lucy is not on board with that. Not a whole season either, you know?
I don't know if I'll have a season. I guess from what you guys hear, we won't have a season full of replays. But I will say with this season, I liked the variety. Like I said in the beginning, every episode, every week, there was something different to expect. But Najeet, you never did a guest-hosted episode like you wanted.
Yeah, I didn't. Well, for all my talk about collaboration, I dropped the ball on that one.
For now.
But that doesn't mean that I can't do one in the future, just like we can't do a few more replays in the future.
Mm-hmm.
This Anything Goes season has given us permission to do more. That's how I feel about this. Did you have a favorite episode?
You know I can never pick just one episode. I liked our conversations at the beginning of the season, the one that we had with Caitlin from Architect It, episode 141. And I liked my conversation with Janine on episode 143. You know, as a podcaster, it's always cool to talk to other podcasters about their shows, the behind the scenes. We end up talking about all the technical stuff and comparing notes. So it's just nice to talk to women who are doing their own thing. But we're still in it together as women, you know? It's good camaraderie. What was your favorite episode of the season?
Mine was your birthday episode, actually, 147. It was great because, number one, you know, celebrating birthdays means a lot to me. So it was really great to be a part of celebrating yours. And number two, I had a chance to interview you. And for all the time we spent together and all I know about you, I still learned so much. And I found what you had to say so insightful, which I really enjoyed. And I also enjoyed pondering on what to ask you. What did I want to know about you? What did I want the listeners to learn about you? And you did not disappoint with your responses. You even threw a big surprise.
Yes. Okay, actually, one quick note about that episode. I have to clarify that my birthday was on Thursday, not Friday. On the episode, I was so excited about telling, like, it's my birthday. And it was Thursday, not Friday. And I said it with such conviction, too.
It'll be Friday next year, if it's not a leap year.
Oh, gosh.
We'll see.
We'll see. I don't know. But either way, you know me. I celebrate the whole month, so it didn't matter to me anyway.
Yeah, it's all good.
Yeah. So going back to what you said, I did throw in a big surprise. I announced a new show that I'm developing, the Unspoken Practice Podcast. It's a podcast where we say stuff about the industry out loud. Think of it as like therapy for the AEC industry. We will talk about burnout, marketing tips for networking, transitioning into leadership, and so much more. The episodes will air weekly on Fridays starting in April. So yeah, it was exciting to just like say it out loud. I'm not as sweaty as I was when I first announced it, happy to say. But yeah, it's exciting.
Yeah. And don't be scared, listeners. Jessica is not going anywhere. She's just channeling all the ladies that we talk about, overachieving and becoming a serial podcaster. We're not losing anything. We're only gaining a new podcast to follow.
Yes, just adding more to my plate. Yes, and you're right. I like that reminder, Nerjiti. I'm channeling the ladies that we talk about, you know, just like in case I didn't have enough time, I'm just going to add more stuff.
You can do it.
Adding, you know, more hours to my day. I'm looking forward to that. But Nerjiti, is there anything for our listeners to look forward to while we are on break? Anything that you're looking forward to specifically?
Well, I'm looking forward to developing our next season. And really, I'm looking forward to listening to Unspoken Practice.
Yeah.
What about you?
Well, yeah, I'm also excited to develop next season of She Builds Podcast with our third co-host, might I add.
She's coming back!
I love working with you, Nerjiti, but I'm even more happy to share the workload with our third. We'll be complete. I'm excited about developing a new show, too, on top of that. It'll be interesting to see how I juggle two podcasts and a day job. Listeners, if any of you are a part of the NOMA world universe, you know that the NOMA conference this year, 2026, will be in Miami. So I'll be a part of the planning team. There'll be more things to come about it. I'm sure in the next season, I'll probably give updates on it. And there's probably more updates from our end as well, speaking of collaborations. But I just had one of their early meetings last week about planning it. So that's like on the top of my head. But also, listeners, you should be on the lookout on our social media and probably be on the lookout for some of the ladies that we mentioned, like Caitlin, because I know that we are in the midst of discussing to record an episode with her on her show, Architected. So I believe that episode might come out around the same time as our next season will come out. But you'll just have to be on the lookout.
Ooh, speaking of the next season, the exact theme is still in the works, but we know it will be something involving collaboration in some way, since that's my word this year. My verb is collaborate. And we've already done Jessica's verb, experiment.
Yes, yes. Thank you. Thank you. So, I mean, not to sound kitschy, but it's right there. So we'll collaborate and you listen. Ah! So you'll stay tuned for season 15 coming in June.
Woo!
Before I forget, something else that's in the works. So we got approached by Women in Architecture Group out in Belgium. So hey, ladies. So they're working on a really cool project that I've been sitting in and listening to. They are launching this like cartography is what they call it. It's basically this really cool interactive website where they highlight different projects that were designed by women. So you'll be able to do almost like a self-guided tour. So when I last spoke to them, they were like in development of it. And I believe we're recording this in March. So either this month or next month, they're already going to launch it or will have launched it already. So granted, it's mostly focused in Belgium and in Europe. But yeah, it's really exciting. And I'm just honored that they reached out to us. So be sure to check out our social media as well, because they've been tagging us and we've been reposting their stuff.
That's so cool. So we have that to look forward to. We need to get these ladies on the show to talk about this work.
Their project. Yes, agreed. It's a big group of ladies because they're actually like a little bit all over between Belgium, UK. Like, it's crazy. But yeah, something else to look forward to. We're worldwide, baby, worldwide.
All right, time to say goodbyes. Don't forget that SheBuilds Podcast is a member of the Gable Media Podcast Network. They have so many good shows. We encourage you to explore Gable Media. It's all about building a better world. Listen and subscribe to all the shows at GableMedia.com. That's GABLMedia.com.
Please let us know your thoughts on our episode and this season. If you've enjoyed this season, please help us spread the word. Did you guys like the replays? Would you like an episode that would like to be replayed? Maybe I'll get the audience on my side. Anyway, tell your friends.
That's a good idea.
Tell your friends. Tell them to give us 5 stars on iTunes and Spotify. Write us a review. And this will all help us reach a wider audience and for more people to learn about these amazing ladies with us.
We're excited to hear from you and for you to come back and keep learning about bosses with us. You can email us your thoughts at shebuildspodcast@gmail.com. Leave us a comment on our website, shebuildspodcast.com, or follow us on Instagram and Facebook at shebuildspodcast and on Twitter at shebuildspod.
All right, listeners, we are going on a break while we develop season 15, and we'll be back later this year. Now, this is a great time to tell your friends about this season, buy us a coffee and some merch, re-listen to your favorite episodes, and start conversations about everyone you've heard about. This is not a goodbye, just a see you later. Until season 15, bye.
Bye.